If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
What's going on, Los Angeles? Welcome to the LA Football Show here on the LA Football Network, your destination for Los Angeles football. This is your Rams House edition of the show. Excited to get into all things Rams for you, my Ramley. We got plenty to talk about with Sean McVay and company. Show is always brought to you by our friends at BetOnline. Head to betonline.ag today. Use our promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV. You get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. They have every sport imaginable. You can bet on the next head coach of the Rams, if it is Sean McVay, who is still favored, ironically enough. Sean Payton, Raheem Morris. You can bet on any of it all at betonline.ag. Make sure you use that promo code BELIEVE. Get a 50% welcome bonus. All right, Jamal, let's go ahead and let's transition over to the other pro team. Obviously not in the playoffs, our Los Angeles Rams. But plenty to talk about. Obviously the talk of the town, Sean McVay. We went deep into the Rams and Sean McVay on our last episode talking about what his decision would be, our thoughts on it. If he would retire, if he did retire, who could replace him? I want to take a different approach right now because obviously we don't need to talk more about players yet. We'll get into free agency later down the line and whatnot. Because the big thing is McVay, obviously, I think he's going to make a decision during these playoffs, I would assume. I don't think he'll drag it out that long. So let's take a little different approach. And obviously, if you want to talk about something else, we'll throw it in there. But I think it'd be fun to talk about how do the Rams and others convince Sean McVay to stay, whether that's good or not. I think me and you both think that Sean McVay should only stay if he's 100% in. We know how the world works. If you've started thinking about something else, that's where your mind is, and you're not going to give it your full go unless you have people and pieces to kind of lean on to take some pressure off, make it fun again. And so obviously Liam Cohen, current offensive coordinator, is going back to Kentucky. First of all, is that weird? Like that was like, almost like he decided that weeks ago. Was that strange to you that like as soon as the season ended, it's like, oh, he's gone back to Kentucky? Do you think there just wasn't a fit here, or he just felt like he for potentially?
Yeah, Ryan, it's interesting. I think some coaches realize that they're college coaches, and we sort of saw that a little bit. I mean, even the great Nick Saban, after 2 years with the Dolphins, went from LSU right back to Alabama, hasn't flirted with the NFL since. We saw it with Spurrier. We saw it with Butch Davis a little bit. So, you know, I think that folks get tempted. It's just more of a story when it's the head coach. But I think that Cohen realized, hey, I don't think the NFL game is really for me, whether it's the fact that there's just so much more parity from a talent standpoint, harder to be more creative in terms of offensive play calling, harder to get through a pro player when you're trying to talk to a bunch of millionaires. For whatever reason, I think Cohen realized pretty early on, hey, maybe I made a mistake and I need to kind of go back to my alma mater, need to go back to my roots in the game that I'm comfortable with. And frankly, I commend him because there's an opportunity cost with every decision. And the fact that he realized this in his career and his life sooner rather than later is probably going to set him up for greater success in the future than if he realized this much later.
Yeah, and I had zero problem with it because I never felt like it was a fit here. Obviously, he was with the Rams years ago in a different capacity, and this was now an upgrade for him. But we had talked about it before. It just didn't seem like, you know, the past years with Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connell, it was such synergy between McVay and his OC, and this year just always seemed off between them. So we thought it was probably better for a split anyways. So maybe they felt that too, and he was like, yeah, I'm going back to Kentucky because it just wasn't right. So that being said, I think a real way, Jamal, for McVay to truly consider coming back, obviously you got to have the love for it. You got to have the blessing of your loved ones. You got to be in the right headspace mentally off the field to know what you're getting into for another season, another go at this. And obviously the thought of getting back to the elite level, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, that's always enticing. Your quarterback has committed to coming back regardless of what you decide. Obviously, there'll still be a conversation about Aaron Donald. But I think a big way to do that is to find that OC that can really take some of the pressure off you. And I think no matter what, if McVay's coaching, he's going to be the play caller. But I don't think a lot of fans realize how much goes on behind the scenes with an offensive coordinator. Even if they're not calling plays, they're still installing offenses. They're still running a side of that game. They're still doing a lot of film work. They're looking at defensive strategies to kind of report to the head coach. And there also is the pushback element of saying, hey, we got to try this. We got to do this. Let's try installing this. I mean, it's a collaboration. And I think McVay is a very collaborative coach, and we just didn't see that happen this year. So in your eyes, and I've got a few ideas, but who's maybe some OCs out there that could convince Coach McVay to give it another go here in LA?
Yeah, Ryan, it's a great question. I mean, I think there's some real talent out there, obviously, with some consideration. We've talked about the likes of a Frank Reich, who has been so respected in the NFL over the years. Obviously, things didn't quite work out with the Colts, but that doesn't take away his offensive mind and the success that he's had. Another very polarizing figure is one who just got fired, Cliff Kingsbury. And, you know, an individual who was often compared to McVay in a lot of ways. And obviously it didn't work out as a head coach, but he's got the offensive pedigree and experience. And if he's really just focused on that one side of the ball, things could work out really well. I think the deeper question for McVay is, am I still me if I'm not play calling? And if I'm not really the head voice from an offensive coordinator perspective moving forward? And I think that's also a question that McVay has to ask. Obviously, he's had the likes of LaFleur. He's had the likes of others where it's really worked out well. But I think he's getting to an older stage as well over the next few years. So he's got to really make sure that that synergy is there. And Ryan, before I kick it back to you, I think one other element of how you sell him is not just, hey, who's your OC and we're going to go get someone you respect. I think you really have to double down on the fact that it's only one more year. I think when you're already flirting as seriously as McVay has now for the last two off seasons about retiring, you don't change your mind and then say, oh, just kidding, I'm going to coach for the next 7 years. This is either ending now or it's ending very, very soon. And I think the way you convince McVay, I would argue even more than an offensive coordinator hire, is to say, it's just one more year. The core and the band is only together one more year, Sean. How about we ride out all of us into the sunset together? Stafford's going to be 36 at the end of next offseason. And if he still wants to play more, we're probably going to trade him because we need to rebuild. Donald is right on the edge now of his prime. I think he slipped a little bit this year because of the injuries. He's probably got one more year. Ramsey already started slipping. He's got one more year at best. Kupp is coming back from injury. Everybody right now is just hanging on for one more year to make this one last run. And I think the way you really sell them is, hey, we'll let you ride off in the sunset this time at the beginning of 24, but let's pony up 1 year. And what's it going to take for this 1 year? And then you bring in the conversation about the offensive coordinator. But I don't know if you lead with it. I think you lead with the timing, and then you bring the offensive coordinator to the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you can't go after someone if you can't even convince the coach otherwise. Point, then that's not a good selling point or a building block to be on. But obviously, that being said, I think that would sweeten the deal a little bit if you're able to find that. And part of it too is what happens with Raheem Morris. I mean, does he end up getting a head coaching gig and you have to go hire another defensive coordinator? What would that would be his, you know, third in his 6 years as a head coach. So I think that's another piece to it is what happens with Raheem Morris. And obviously the organization, that's why they're going to push for a quick decision from McVay, because if he decides to retire, obviously Raheem Morris is kind of the incumbent to take over the head coaching job there. So, I mean, there's so much questions looming and whatnot, but going back to the OC, just because I want to throw a few names out too. And Frank Reich to me is kind of that would make the most sense just based on pedigree and based on taking some of the pressure off of McVay and based on success, obviously winning a Super Bowl in Philly as the OC there, having success in India. I know it didn't go well this year, but overall he had a different quarterback every freaking year and still like had success and highly respected and knows the game of football. And so I think that would be a really good pairing, and it would take pressure off Sean and could be, not that Sean McVay needs a mentor, but it would have that mentor feeling from a, you know, a, I don't want to say subordinate, but from a position underneath him. Kingsbury is interesting because obviously the jury's out on his offensive mind in terms of NFL. It was a fun project, I guess, for Arizona. It had some bright spots. It had some very low spots. Where I think he would be interesting is clearly they're great friends. I mean, he was at his wedding. There's the great picture of him, of McVay, Kingsbury, and Peter Schrager all just like blasted at his wedding. And so there not enough can be said for the friendship and what that could do in that workplace environment when you say, okay, here's a guy who was a head coach for 3 or 4 years, had some success, does no offense. I'm still the guy. It's my offense we're installing, but he can take some pressure off. So that is very interesting. And we're already, of course, up against the clock, but two more I want to throw out there. One is Michael LaFleur just parted ways with the Jets. Obviously not a great offense in New York, but also they didn't have a quarterback at all. And Michael LaFleur comes from that Shanahan tree, has the very same similar pedigree to everything. Sean McVay, Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, they're all about. So the fit would definitely be there in terms of what they're schematically looking for. And so I think that would definitely be a very enticing one. And then, you know, there's obviously others out there I think they would fit, but I think those names make the most sense in terms of taking pressure off them. So final counterpoint before we go to break.
No, Ryan, I think that's spot on. And that's one of the reasons I picked Kingsbury. It's kind of one of those things. It's like, what's the sweetener going to be? You know, we'll even bring your friends on board, even if we don't see it, if you see it type of situation. But I think the last point here, Ryan, what's very interesting is that he's allowing his staff to look for opportunities and not holding them back. And saying, hey, if you find a decision, don't let me hold your career hostage, which I think is a champion move from an integrity and a transparency standpoint. But B really shows that he's very, very undecided right now. He's very torn right now. And this thing is going to be very, very close one way or the other. And even if it's very close, him coming back, it's the last dance in 23.
All right, I'm going to say one more point, and I'll just put it on the other end of the break. It's going to be fun editing for me, but I'll figure it out. Because I remember I had two coaches, and I forgot who it was, and now I remembered. So, yeah, Jamal, absolutely agree with that last point. And last thing before we move on to some college talk here. One coach that I can't see this happening at all, but I'd be curious. I've heard talks about it, not with the Rams necessarily. There's a great offensive coordinator out there. Every year gets brought up in head coaching circles. Every year interviews. Every year doesn't get hired, and reports come out that he's not even close to getting hired. Eric Bieniemy, right, with the Chiefs. I've heard other talks, and I'm kind of the belief too that if he can go somewhere else and replicate success and show that it's not just Andy Reid, not just Patrick Mahomes, maybe that will help his resume. Now, obviously, going to Sean McVay, another great offensive mind, you could still have those murmurs, but seeing where Sean McVay is at in his career, maybe he ends up giving more responsibility to Bieniemy. Bieniemy runs a different style offense. It's something that's not what he's done his entire NFL career, not being with the same organization, essentially. I know he just had a head of coaching interview right just recently, I believe, with the Colts. But everything I've heard from a lot of people I respect just say there's really, unless he were to go somewhere else, they don't see him ever becoming a head coach. That's a move for him. I know it's lateral, but where maybe it benefits him and benefits the Rams and Sean McVay. Am I crazy or any thoughts on that?
No, Ryan, I think it makes a ton of sense in the world. And at the end of the day, Bieniemy is a very polarizing figure. Bieniemy is almost the offensive version of Brandon Staley, where you don't know how good of a coach he is, how responsible he is for the Chiefs' success. Is he this savant behind the scenes, or is he just a function of branding and a front man with very little substance behind him? So it's a really fascinating dichotomy. But the one thing you can't take away from Bieniemy in any way, shape, or form is just the level of exposure that he's had to a one Patrick Mahomes over the last several years. And so I think that just brings you instant credibility moving forward. And the fact that he's worked with arguably the best offensive football coach and best offensive football mind of the last 10 years in Andy Reid. So just the ability to manage relationships between coach, quarterback, and veterans with big egos, big budgets, big dollars, and big aspirations. I think in a lot of ways, there's a fit there in terms of cultural alignment. So I don't think you're crazy at all.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be certainly fascinating. We will have plenty of coverage on the LA Football Show and the LA Football Network for all your Rams needs. So make sure to stay tuned all off season long. But with that, let's wrap up our Rams segment of the LA Football Show. Thank you, Ramley, for all tuning in. We'll touch base with you all again here very, very soon.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
Hey, friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.